So when we explain the concept of the Passover kissin, so it makes a lot of sense in a situation where a person is going to be eating it as the way he would be eating bread as a mainstay of a meal, so it's going to get the halacha of pass with the halachas of kisidayim, hamotzi, benching. Similarly, if a person eats the shear of sviya, we said now he should, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa b'chalta v'savata, he's going to have to bench without a question, and that'll be with a situation which you have to deal with, a situation where at the beginning of the meal he didn't plan to do that, and then it happened that he did have that. But we'll deal that second. So we said a person eats the amount which a person makes a meal out of it, so the luck is that he has to wash, say a moitzi, and he has to bench on Passover v'kistin. So how do we define that amount when a person makes a meal? What is the definition of that? So we'll see that there are a few different definitions in halacha. So one definition, Mishnah Berurah says, and Rosh Hashanah is like this, is that if a person eats it the same way he eats bread, so nowadays a person, many times, even if he makes a meal out of bread, he has other foods with it. So for argument's sake, a person who's washing for a meal and he's having other foods, will have three slices of bread. So a person would eat that amount of Passover v'kistin during the meal, similar to the amount of bread that he would eat if he'd be eating a meal with bread. So now the Passover v'kistin is functioning just like bread. It's the same amount of Passover v'kistin as you would have bread for a meal. So that's enough to say that a person would have to wash and to say a motzi and to bench. Another shear which is given in halacha is we find by the halachas of Rubit Chumen, the Gemara gives a shear for two meals. The Gemara is machlokes. How much you need for two meals? You want to be kaveya yourself through Rubit Chatzeris or Rubit Chumen, that this is your place where you're eating your Shabbos meals. So the Gemara says you have to put enough down for two meals. The Gemara says, how much is that? Machlokes tanoim, six kaveyim or eight kaveyim. Machlokes how we pass, because the Rambam passes six kaveyim, Rashi passes eight kaveyim. Well, if that's two meals, one meal is either three or four kebayim. So the Magen Aram says, a person would eat three or four kebayim of Passover v'kistin, he would have to wash and to bench. Another shear is what people normally, if they want to make a meal out of it, and people that want to fill themselves up, we would look at the society. What does society do? How much do they eat to make themselves full? Do we differentiate within that area different segments of the populace? Elderly people, young people, men, women, children. How do we deal with this? Is that a definition which we look at as well? And the last year, which is the largest year, is the Torah gives us a definition of a meal. We know that each person in the Midbar got one armor's worth of man every single day, and they ate one meal in the morning and one meal at night. So how big is that? That's the equivalent of 21.6 kebayim. So maybe the shear sviya is 21.6 kebayim. Opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's what he follows. He says, you don't have to wash unless you eat 21.6 kebayim. I'm not sure you're allowed to bench if you ate 21.6 kebayim. They must be a little larger than we were. So we have many different possible shiurim. So we have to go through and see how we apply these different shiurim halacha lamaisa, different ways of looking at the definition of shear sviya. So that's from this week. We'll go through those halachas. Have a good morning.